The next patient is Brenda Parsons. The last name is P-A-R-S-O-N-S. 67-year-old, a white female that is following the practice because of the presence of chronic kidney disease. This patient used to be a stage 3A. However, down the line, the serum creatinine has been going up. In February of 2024 was 1.2, and currently, or on May the 20th, 2024, was 1.6. The estimated weight GFR has changed from 47 to 35 mLs per minute. Interestingly, in the urinalysis, the patient doesn't have any evidence of protein, and the microalbumin creatinine ratio is negative. In other words, I think that the deterioration of the kidney function is most likely associated to hemodynamic changes like cardiorenal syndrome in a patient with severe atherosclerotic heart disease status, post-coronary bypass graft, and COPD associated to nicotine abuse. Number two, type 2 diabetes that is out of control. The patient admits eat dietary indiscretion. She was counseled regarding the need to go back to the diet. Following number, essential hypertension that is under control. Following number, atherosclerotic heart disease that seems to be compensated, but it's advanced. Unfortunately, we don't have the echocardiogram in order to establish the ejection fraction. Following number, chronic obstructive pulmonary disease. The patient is oxygen dependent at night. However, she continues to smoke despite of the comorbidities that we just mentioned. Following number, hypothyroidism on replacement therapy. Following number, peripheral vascular disease. Following number, obstructive sleep apnea. Whether or not the patient is using the CPAP is unknown. A lot of counseling was given to this patient regarding the fluid intake, the sodium intake, the plant-based diet, the blood sugar control, and the smoking cessation. Otherwise, the prognosis is going to be guarded. Reevaluation in 3 months with lab.